When you actually study the beginnings of the federal war on drugs, you uncover a history of lies, bigotry, and ignorance so extensive it will leave you speechless. In one area, at least, those who had favored the prohibition of alcoholic beverages had been honest. The Constitution does not authorize the federal government simply to ban these substances. When alcohol prohibition was implemented, everyone understood that it required a constitutional amendment, and so in order to ban certain kinds of drugs, the Harrison Tax Act of 1914 simply levied prohibitively high taxes on them. No one would pay such high taxes, so anyone caught in possession of the substances targeted by the act was accused not of mere possession, which was not criminalized, but of tax evasion. Here I intend to focus on the especially interesting history of federal marijuana prohibition. A substantial motivation behind it, which is evident all over the debates on the subject, was a contempt for Mexicans with whom marijuana use was widely associated at the time. On the floor of the Texas Senate, one state senator declared, "All Mexicans are crazy, and this stuff is what makes them crazy." Similar statements could be heard in numerous states around the country. Harry Anslinger, who headed the federal government's Bureau of Narcotics, said that the primary reason to outlaw marijuana is its effect on the degenerate races. That was not unusual. Anslinger made comments like that as a matter of routine. The resulting Marijuana Tax Act of 1937, yes, federal prohibition is really just 7 decades old, had little to do with real science or medicine and a lot to do with petty ethnic grudges, careerism in the Bureau of Narcotics, and disinformation and propaganda in the popular press, where yellow journalism still lived. Hearings on this important matter took a grand total of 2 hours, very little of which had anything to do with the health effects of marijuana, the alleged reason behind the proposed prohibition. I am indebted for much of this discussion to Charles Whitebread and Richard Bonney, Marijuana Conviction, The Legal History of Drugs in the United States, Charlottesville, University of Virginia Press, 1974. A grand total of 2 medical experts testified on the subject. One alleged expert was James Munch, a professor who claimed to have injected 300 dogs with the active ingredients in marijuana, and that 2 had died. When asked whether he had chosen dogs for the similarity of their reactions to those of human beings, he shrugged, "I wouldn't know. I'm not a dog psychologist." We can be fairly certain that this professor had not injected these dogs with the active ingredient in marijuana, since that ingredient was synthesized for the first time in a laboratory in Holland years later. But keep this gentleman in mind for a moment. The other expert who testified was William Woodward, who represented the American Medical Association. He denounced the legislation as medically unsound and the product of ignorance and propaganda. "The American Medical Association knows of no evidence that marijuana is a dangerous drug," he said, to which one congressman replied, "Doctor, if you can't say anything good about what we're trying to do, why don't you go home?" In Congress, the entire debate on national marijuana prohibition took about a minute and a half. "Mr. Speaker, what is this bill about?" asked the congressman from New York. "I don't know," came the reply. "It has something to do with a thing called marijuana. I think it's a narcotic of some kind." Then a second question from the congressman. "Mr. Speaker, does the American Medical Association support this bill?" The AMA opposed the bill, as we've seen, but the speaker replied, "Their Dr. Wentworth came down here. They support this bill 100%. And with that untruth, ended the entire congressional debate on the prohibition policy. After the 1937 legislation was passed, Anslinger held a major national conference to which he invited everyone he could find who knew something about marijuana. Of the 42 people invited, 39 stood up at the event and more or less said they didn't understand why they had been asked to come and that they knew nothing about the subject. That left 3 people, 1, the AMA's William Woodward, 2, Dr. Woodward's assistant, and 3, James Munch, the professor with the dogs. You can guess what happened next. James Munch, the one person at the conference who agreed with Anslinger on marijuana, was named the official expert on marijuana at the Federal Bureau of Narcotics. One person agrees with the government's position, and he is appointed the official expert. If that doesn't sum up how government operates, I don't know what does.